Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the highlight of your week. It's Friday. This is TGIF Radio. Just say goodbye to the work week, man. Hello to the weekend.
Do you have a chew in your mouth, or?
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me so hard.
The moth represents change. That's the only fitting thing I can think of, Javert.
Oh, Christ. Yeah. I attribute to Silence of the Lambs, for it is Halloween Eve.
Woo!
That's what the title of this episode says, and you have to believe it. I'm sorry for putting this image in everyone's head.
No, it's okay. And yeah, for those of you who don't know, go watch Silence of the Lambs. You'll understand and know our horror.
You know, Kirstie demanded that I tell this story, but I did that to her once.
What, Tucking or played this song? Or?
I did the Buffalo Bill impression.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, okay. What are we talking about here?
But with the Tucking. It was, the opportunity presented itself, it was too perfect.
Remind me never to ask about your personal life again.
You didn't ask, I volunteered this.
I know, which is even more worrisome.
Now you have to live in fear, who knows what else I'll reveal.
Maybe not fear, but disgust.
You could do both.
Why not? Fair enough. I accept that you're strange.
Yay.
Yeah, fair enough.
Drew doesn't.
I mean, if you haven't by now, why are you still coming on this show? You should have left long ago. You guys finally figured out your Halloween costumes.
Yes.
I'm so happy.
We're not doing any sort of couples thing, so.
That's fine.
Because we couldn't agree.
Because we couldn't think of anything that would be any good.
He didn't want to be Ken.
What, Ken and Barbie?
Yeah.
Well,
because
you didn't
want
to
have a, you know.
Oh yeah, would you have gone as pantsless Ken to like really prove the point that yes, I am a plastic doll. There is nothing here. I am one with this costume. Like, would you have done that?
No.
Okay. Or you just don't like the fact that that's implied.
No,
by dressing as Ken?
No.
Or you just don't want to dress as a douche.
Pretty much, just mostly that.
Okay.
But. Mostly the first thing you said.
About having no penis.
No.
All right, fine. Whatever. I mean, it would have worked pretty good if you had, like, made your car pink for a night. That would have been awesome.
I know there are different ways you could do that.
I know a place right by my work. They do screen printing. They could have done
that. I'll
say
you can do that
car.
Little film and then just peel it off.
Yeah.
They do, like, protective films for, like, car magazines, that kind of thing, when they go around on the track.
Car magazines?
Like,
are cars shooting at each other?
No.
Stop this violence on the racetracks, ladies and gentlemen.
No, basically, it's to prevent, like, rock chips from marring the paint.
Mm. It's like a clear bra.
Exactly.
Okay, but it's for the entire car.
But it's
car.
Like a film they put over the windshield in the front of the car.
Okay,
so I'm thinking you could apply that to the rest of the car.
Okay, announce to the world who you guys are going to be for Halloween.
I'm going to be a sailor.
Nice.
Dr. Indiana Jones.
Heck yeah. You got the whip and everything. Like, this is a recycled costume, as
yeah,
I understand.
Pretty much.
Okay. Are you going to be playing the part of maybe, like, he invades a boat and, like, picks up a sailor or something?
Eh, less context, the better.
Indiana Jones' side adventure? Well, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
He needs an ally on his
That's sea true.
Voyages. You don't know what happens between the movies.
Exactly.
Yeah. It could be fun.
Yeah, make it up as you go along.
Yeah, think about it.
Why do I have to be rescued?
Who said anything about rescued?
Maybe you can...
Pretty much none of his companions were necessarily rescued.
Yeah, what? Yeah, but well, actually,
okay, well,
that chick in Temple of Doom.
I was say Temple of Doom, yeah, but
she got rescued, but she was also like fucking up royally.
Yeah,
you know, she was not doing good in like the self-preservation department. She was distracted by shiny things in the beginning of the
right.
movie. How you doing? You
okay?
All right,
yeah.
All right, Drew brought moonshine.
Yes,
it's a very scary thing to have in the room.
It's potent.
this late at night. Yeah, it smells like butts.
Yeah, it does smell like very cheap tequila.
Like, is there a way to negate that? Could you, like, put a bit of...
I'm sure that's why they do the berry ones or the fruit ones.
So partially. It smells better?
Smells better, tastes a little bit different or better.
I want my moonshine to taste like oranges. Is that so wrong?
No. I don't think that'd be too hard to do.
No, you just put like a little bit of citrus
in it. I know the common ones are usually berries and apple.
Yeah, I just don't need to be sniffing like the Wicked Witch of the West, like fucking like athlete's foot while I'm drinking
it smells
it, you
like
know?
Feet.
It smells like acetone and feet.
Any drink that you have
that's
to hold.
That's what I want
to
drink.
Yay.
You have to liquefy the feet. Let them soak in the moonshine for a month and then.
You're giving away my secret recipe. Come on.
No. Make your recipe open source. Share it with the world.
I gotta lock it down first.
Oh, you want to?
I'm still
money
fine-tuning.
It. Okay. It's not. Wait, is this a dangerous formula?
No.
Could this backfire horribly on me?
Yeah, I think it could.
You never know.
Oi, I'm stomaching
it. So Therese found another one of your guys' jokes that you were doing off air.
Drake, the type of dude who eats gummy bears two at a time so they don't die alone. It's so stupid. It's funny.
To take a strange turn and discuss current music culture.
Yes.
Which I don't listen to very often.
No.
Drake, the rapper, the rapist known as Drake.
Yes.
Came out with a song called Hotline Bling, and I really like it.
Which is strange for you to like anything that's made within the last 5 years.
I know. It is extremely catchy. Like, do we want to play a bit, or are we going to get sued? I don't think we are.
Do you know what it's
Come
about?
Come at me, bro.
It's about booty call, isn't it?
Yeah, basically. He's like, I know when the hotline bling.
Which, I think Hotline Bling is a cooler name for booty call. But the connection isn't totally clear. Like, does bling mean his phone ringing?
Yeah, like when it lights up, it's like, oh. Bling.
Okay. Well, he's got a boring ringtone then. Mine's the BoJack Horseman theme.
You're getting all obsessed with that show, which, by the way, rolling back to Halloween stuff, that's your costume, correct?
Yeah. Actually, Kirstie finished the shirt for it over there. It's got some, you know what puff paint is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's got some of that with the pattern on it, and it looks straight from the cartoon. I like it a lot. This, right here, ladies and gentlemen, is the hot, fresh new beat that all the kids are dancing to. Yeah. Hotline Bling by Drake, and I didn't find the beat. It's right there. But people are giving Drake a whole bunch of shit because he's dancing like a 5-year-old at a bar mitzvah or something.
Pretty much, yeah.
He's not good at it.
That's pretty much how I dance.
I mean, that if you don't know how to dance, that's pretty much all you
it's
can do.
It's acceptable. If you...
So this screams...
But he's Drake. Like, started from now we're here, Drake.
He should be able to hire somebody to teach him how to dance, though. That's the thing.
Yeah,
he can afford it.
That's all he has to do.
Yeah.
You got any more of those Drake things?
Oh, give me a second.
The jokes are... I just freaking love those. What was the one that I said just a bit ago? It was like... Drake the type of nigga that has a tea party with his stuffed animals. Yeah, yeah, I like that. Maybe because
let me find a real good one.
All right,
but yeah, so.
That's... Oh my god! Okay, Drake the type of nigga to get a naked picture text from a girl, Photoshop her with clothes on, and send it back to her.
Holy crap!
That's good.
Why do people... Okay, I can't tell if this means that people like Drake or hate him.
They just make fun of his, sensitivity, because apparently that's not acceptable in this culture.
Really?
It's not acceptable in the rap game.
Huh.
Well, you gotta be cold, motherfucker.
I mean, we saw...
I'd be like, Suge Knight.
Suge Knight, yeah. Beat motherfuckers so he can get the rights to Ice Ice Baby. Yeah. That's how you do business.
Dangle him off a building.
Jesus Christ.
Have you heard the conspiracy that he... stood in front of Chris Brown to get shot. Like, Chris Brown was the target.
Like, he was, shielding him from bullets.
Yeah, but
whoa,
honestly,
really?
A dick wouldn't do that for another dick.
No,
I don't see him doing that for anybody.
I don't know.
That was Drew's line, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine.
One in the hand, two in the bush kind of thing, you know? One dick in the hand, two dicks in the street shooting at each other. One of them might jump in front of the other guy. You may not see the connection there. But it's clear as day in my mind.
Mm.
That's all you need to worry about. I don't know. Okay, who's shooting at Chris Brown?
I don't know.
Anybody?
Same guy who shot. Pat Williams explained it in a video on TMZ.com.
I was gonna say it's the same guy who shot Tupac, but we don't. So we'll never know.
Oh, geez.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, that's what he said. Something about that. Pat Williams is crazy.
Wow. So there's just a guy who has he's an assassin, but he has a really niche market. It's just rappers.
Yeah.
Like, you can only strike once every few years. Like, do you think that guy wants to move into a different market? Why can't he start shooting hip-hop artists? I have a few in mind. But,
he's been underground for a long time then.
Yeah, I mean, he wants to stay off that radar. Good for him. But expand your efforts. Like, if you want to do some good for the world, don't kill rappers. They tell us about the real problems that are happening in society, and even when they're not, they're encouraging sensitivity among the masses, like Drake is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Just go shoot, like, I don't know who's popular right now. I don't even know. Is he actually popular?
Nobody really likes him.
Well, he'd still be doing the world a service.
I have a feeling
Drake's popular right now.
He better be. This is a good song. I have a feeling people are over that Justin Bieber kid because everybody finally saw his penis, and that is the end of everyone paying attention to him.
Wait, when did that happen? Because I obviously missed that.
That was a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, good. I'm glad I missed it.
Drake?
You're fine. Don't get too specific with your Googling because you will find it.
No, I trust me, I won't.
I mean,
late night Google searches.
Like, I think that's the trawling the depths of Google for celebrity nudes. Vincent Price might be making a few appearances tonight.
Okay.
Drake, the type of nigga to ask parents for permission to get on DisneyChannel.com.
Is that even still a thing anymore? Ask your parents to go online.
Oh, dude, no. Everybody's
online. No, I was curious. Is that even still a thing on, like, cartoons anymore or Disney Channel?
But, like,
that's a good question. I mean,
I kind of want to know now.
If I go to DisneyChannel.com, will there be something that pops up that says...
No, I think we're just going to have to do the unbearable and sit through 2 minutes of Disney Channel.
Oh, God.
I know.
Wait, why do I have to sit through 2 minutes of it?
So that way you can time it correctly for the end of the show to, you know, ask your parents to go online.
Oh, man, I don't want to put myself through that. Yeah. I don't know. This thing just let me go straight to the website without me having to go get my parents, so I have a feeling we have completely dropped those warnings.
Oh, yeah.
What were they thinking when they were issuing those warnings? Like, was there actually, like, lewd content on their website? Or were they just hoping you wouldn't, like, overload your parents' BBS going to
that
website?
Well, it was partially probably that. Also that, and your parents may want to talk on the phone. And thirdly, it may have been just, you know, basically the whole, kids shouldn't go on the internet unsupervised ever.
Because one time I looked up something innocent and something not innocent came up.
Right, and that kind of thing happens, and that's why they're like, oh, yeah, kids shouldn't use the internet unsupervised ever.
Do you care to divulge what you looked up?
I don't remember, but it brought me to a really weird website. I'll just say that.
It wasn't lemonparty.org.
No.
Don't ever.
Do you not know of the Lemon Party, the alternative third party that is currently running for U.S. Senate? They're going to change the world. Look them up. Don't look them up.
No, don't. Don't. I haven't, and I know better.
I just have one question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you keep your calendar up there current?
No.
Okay.
No, that's...
It's still a Thursday, December 22nd. It's the day after the end of the world.
27th.
Oh, it was the 27th? Oh, so it was 22nd. Whatever.
That is a 7. I don't know why it's even on that day. Like, every few months, I will arbitrarily decide to adjust that calendar, and it hasn't done much, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why we're talking about this calendar.
I don't know, but...
It's okay.
A calendar with your Lego Penrose steps in the middle.
It's a really cool calendar.
Yeah.
The Penrose steps, unfortunately, are not part of it. For the people listening to the show can't see, but I made Penrose steps, look it up, out of Legos. It was really hard to do. It took like 30 minutes.
Yeah. Because you made an impossible shape out of flat pieces of plastic.
And the only way that you can actually do that is to actually bend the Legos over each other
and glue them
to make. I didn't glue them.
Oh,
actually.
They're actually not glued. Oh,
that is a self-sustaining shape.
Wow.
Yeah. I figured putting the little Lego men on it would be a nice little chubby Dempsey.
Oh yeah, touch. It helps.
Wait, definitely. Is he actually MC Escher? Or did I screw that up horribly?
That sounds right.
Really? So he never had a rapping career. Are you kidding me?
No, but somebody needs to adopt that handle now.
Come on.
What does MC stand for?
Master of Ceremonies.
Wow. That's un-gangster. If I've I know. Something like that.
That's just like coming over from, I don't know, I imagine something medieval where, like, you know, you have a dude and he comes out and he's all like, for our next act, it's so-and-so. He just, like, introduces the next dude and then, you know, keeps the crowd happy in between acts, that kind of thing. But now...
Still a very un-gangster-sounding thing.
So what's MC Ren? Is that just his name? Ren? From
who's that?
From NWA. He's one of the NWA members.
Oh, man. I can't ever name all the NWA members.
You remember the top three, which would be...
Yeah, MC Ren actually, like, had a bigger part in NWA, but they didn't really represent him in the movie.
No.
Did we happen to say that the movie is fantastic?
Movie was quite good.
Yeah, you need to go find it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's even in the $3 theaters right now.
Probably not yet.
Bummer.
Probably by the end of next month.
Oh, well, okay.
Which,
so,
actually, week from now, Bond.
A week from now?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I lost all track of that.
I know.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Is that why Andrew wants to wear a suit tomorrow?
I don't think so.
It seems very... Like,
I don't know why he couldn't answer a simple question.
Because...
What was your question? He is hammered. Like, you'd have to...
I was like, what are you going to be for Halloween? And he's like, I'm going to wear a suit tomorrow. I'm like...
And be what? Lazy David Beckham? Like, just... be more... Like, get a hat or something, at least. Like, all he's going to do is put on the suit and carry a soccer ball around, and that's going to count as a costume. Like, you can't do that. You can't roll that way. Put a bit more effort into it. Man.
Right.
Jared
Helen's
probably
important.
Know.
You got to make sure you go the extra mile.
Yeah. I mean, I will lend... I will straight up lend somebody my straight jacket. Like, I don't care if it comes back with more dirt on it. It makes it more authentic.
How did you come across a straight jacket?
Oh, internet. I'm glad you asked.
old Halloween costume.
It was quite long ago. I was 8 years old, and my parents didn't want to deal with me anymore. I don't know why I put on this accent, but I think it just brings me back to that time. My dad found... I wanted to have a straight jacket for Halloween. This was like 5 years ago, I think. And my dad found one on eBay for like $80. So he bought it for me. I paid him back, and now it's my straitjacket. And he also donated those hospital pants to me. And they
do they still fit?
Scrubs.
Oh, scrubs?
That's what they're called.
I know not of this term. I don't know. I think calling them hospital pants is funny. But they do have a fairly substantial amount of dirt on them from me falling over 1 year. But it makes the whole look much more authentic.
I'd say so.
Oh, yeah.
You crawled from the mental asylum.
Mm-hmm. So
on your elbows and knees.
So if anybody needs a rental costume, please let me know. Or if you need to practice escaping from a straitjacket for your really complex magician's routine for your next birthday party. You can also borrow it for that, too. I'll send you up. It'll be very entertaining. Do you know how to dislocate your elbow? Probably not. Not elbow, shoulder. That's what I meant. I'll teach you. Don't worry. I know the secrets of the straitjacket.
You practiced?
I don't actually know how to dislocate my shoulder, but I have escaped from it before.
Okay.
Thanks to the strappy not being quite so vigorous with said straps. Yeah.
I think it would give me extreme claustrophobia.
It probably would if you were making no progress in escaping from it.
Yeah.
But once you get, like, one arm free, your confidence... Oh, yeah, your confidence goes, like, way up. You're, like, ready to... You see the light. You're ready to get out of this thing. That's pretty nice. It really... Putting a straitjacket on gives you a real perspective on life.
On being a crazy person?
Maybe.
Does it help you reflect inside yourself?
No.
Gets you to know yourself better.
No, I wouldn't say it's that profound.
Okay.
I mean, it was an $80 straitjacket.
Well,
it's not...
maybe you just need to be locked in a padded room to complete the effect. Then it'll be really existential.
Man, doesn't like the primary school have one of those?
Padded room?
Yeah.
I hope so.
It wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, I've heard, there have been cases in, I don't know if it's around the country at least, but there are some schools that have padded rooms,
mm-hmm.
and they were built in like the 60s and 70s. They would put the mentally challenged kids in those rooms when they were being too difficult.
That sounds about right.
And they would just leave them in there for like an hour or two until they cooled off. And yeah, because
they had
them
no
out.
Idea how else to deal yeah. with them.
The yeah. idea of mental health illnesses was vague yeah. at best.
Still is.
Yeah. Even more so, though.
Yeah.
But.
So glad I have this cup with a lid on it. It's yeah. a good idea.
We've learned.
Learned from your mistakes.
Doing this show over the years has and loss of a couple pieces of equipment has resulted in this miraculous change. Cups with lids on them.
Yes.
Great idea. Thank you, America.
Even a straw.
Yeah.
It's not even a sippy cup.
Mm-mm.
And it's chevron striped, ladies and gents.
Does that make it fashionable?
Oh yes,
sweet.
Oh, yes.
Am I hip now?
It's
or
more
chic?
Edgy.
Edgy.
Chic.
Yeah.
Okay. What does chic mean exactly? Can
like kind of cute, kind of fashionable.
Oh stop.
Yeah, basically.
All right, got it. Speaking of
Pinterest
that,
Pinterest approved.
Speaking of that accent, I went to a rabbit show today.
Oh my god, we drove by that.
Did you really?
The Rabbit Breeders Expedition.
Yeah.
Yeah, we drove by it.
Dude, you guys could, I could hook you guys up.
With a rabbit?
Well,
I want a bunny.
I can get you a rabbit for like a minimum $40.
That's
what do you
terrible.
Think?
I can probably get one for free.
Yeah.
Oh, really? From who?
My backyard. No.
I was say, just catch some, domesticate them, have them breed.
Do you really have wild rabbits in mm-hmm. your backyard?
Yeah.
Wow. And like,
they're just like brown, like basic. Like, I kind of want like a
basic
lion.
Bitch rabbits.
I want like a lion-headed one. Is that what they call them? They have like the big,
the mane.
They're really cute.
Wait, rabbits with manes?
Yeah, look it up.
All right, here I go.
Lion-headed bunny.
Well, I can't spell it, so we may never get there.
Yeah. That reminds me of an article.
But
written. Sorry,
tell me, what's your hookup?
My Kirsty has a cousin who is in the competition. Like, she has, like, three or four rabbits that are actually being judged for the finalist round as, I don't know, I guess best rabbit in the world or something.
That's
so
crazy.
Basically $40 for, like, a show... Like a certified show rabbit.
No.
Okay.
You'd pay like $40 for a rabbit you could eat, and
uh-huh.
then you raise it as your own instead of eating it. And then, you know, happiness ensues for everybody.
So this is Schindler's List, but rabbits. You're saving
yeah,
it from you're saving it from being killed senselessly.
Oh my god.
And
it's
instead
not
giving
senseless.
It life.
Most people
I know.
Think you're racist, Drew.
Why? Because I'm talking about saving lives.
How many other people think that Drew is racist?
Apparently, I don't know. Just the one lady at work.
Well, like,
not or that one lady that was at work.
Right,
the one
lady
that
was stealing for the liquor cabinet.
Yeah,
man. Okay.
Well, no, it wasn't. No, it's just some random lady that was standing there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird, man.
Yeah.
Because you told that story last week about
right.
how some people were being shady around the liquor cabinet.
Right, and then I was
you
watching.
Told me today that your store in the entire chain...
In the entire district,
in
as
the
far
district,
as I can tell.
Is the only one that does not have locks on their liquor
on
cabinets.
All of it, yeah.
That's insane to me.
It is.
I went to a Safeway tonight to get ingredients for this Moscow Mule here, mm-hmm. and... They had locks and everything. I had to
yep.
push a button. I had to wait for a dude for like 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I just pointed at the thing I wanted. He opened it. It was like, it was totally painless.
Yeah.
You have to be more worried about customers stealing beer. They don't lock up the beer.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Does it cost that much to put fucking doors on shelves?
I don't know. Because literally every other store I can think of, Kelso, 15th Avenue, Salmon Creek, Hazeldale,
oh, Kelso,
all those other ones.
Does Kelso have a high alcohol theft rate or something?
Probably.
They are a high theft store.
Okay.
But pretty much every other store I can think of in the area has it all completely locked up. We're the only store that I can think of that doesn't.
That is so weird.
It makes no
man.
Sense to me.
I mean, it's probably has something to do with maybe you're not getting enough damages from shoplifting.
I think it's because we're not considered a high theft store.
Yeah, probably.
That's crazy.
You guys are just too good at your job watching those criminals there. You don't need no goddamn doors. You can go catch them yourselves.
Yeah, we just have the one door that has the little tiny bottles and the super expensive stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's still plenty of expensive stuff out on the shelves. I mean, we have 12-year-old scotch, we have Blanton's, we have a bunch of expensive stuff on
What's
the shelf.
Blanton's? I've never heard of
it's
that.
It's a bourbon that's like $60 before tax.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. Well, maybe.
It's pretty good. I had some when we went out one time. Yeah? It's pretty good.
How much was it for
us? Like $9 or $10. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's a bit steep. But
it is.
I'd try it, though. I'm open to the idea.
Yeah, I wanted to try it, and I was only having that one last drink, so.
Yeah. Actually,
that was the night when we crammed everybody in my mini.
Oh,
and Jared was filling everybody's hair.
Machine.
Yeah. Oh, God, is that what my car's going to be called now?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty great. I have pictures.
Yeah, Jared was literally fondling everybody's hair and saying how soft it was and wanting to know what they did.
And when he says everyone, he means everyone car.
Like, he initially was feeling Ben's hair, saying, oh my God, Ben, your hair is so fucking soft.
That motherfucker said I put too much gel in my hair.
Like,
yeah,
he's
Jared.
Like,
Renee,
he's like,
your
Renee.
Hair is soft, but you put too much product in your hair.
And then I remember having an in-depth conversation about shampoo. I was like, I have like 3 different ones. And he like actually listened to me.
Yeah. And then like all of a sudden I see out of the corner of my eye, like his hand just kind of waving in the air trying to reach Teresa's head. He's like 5 inches short.
He's like did
Therese,
he ask
let
you?
Me feel your hair. And you just kind of lean over. He's like, oh my gosh, yours is the softest
God
of them all.
Jared, you're the best drunk ever if
and then,
you're listening.
And then I'm driving and all of a sudden I feel a hand come up the back of my head feeling my hair through the head.
He did touch your hair.
Because he stuck his hand between the headrest and the seat and started feeling the back of my head.
That night was golden.
Yeah, we fit 5 grown-ass adults into the back of a Mini Cooper.
I call shotgun next time. Like, Jesus Christ.
What, you didn't like
and,
being
and we drove
bald?
Back from the middle of Portland up to Ben's house.
It was a rough ride. I survived somehow.
Yeah.
Without
Did you
like
babysit night, Jared like when we went inside to find a hotel.
Oh dude,
yeah, we were trying to find a place to spend the night. Everywhere was full and you guys were babysitting Jared.
I was totally babysitting him, but I don't know as though I was doing much better than Jared.
Yeah.
I probably
Jared
had...
was just being an extrovert about it. You're being an introvert.
I was just being I had a bit more of a handle on my vocabulary than Jared, and that's what qualified me to be a babysitter.
I swear everywhere that we stopped Jared and had to get out and go pee.
Yelled it.
He's like, I have to go pee.
Everybody needs to know. It's a very important event.
And then we got out of my car. He took about 10 steps out of my car, immediately bent over and threw up.
Oh my God. And then I gave him another shot.
Yeah. And then she's like, and then to get him, because he was kind of started walking, wandering down the driveway away from the house.
Yeah.
And so Teresa's like, Jared, come back here. I have something for you.
I don't
he kind of stumbles back. He's
you
like, Teresa, you're an angel. Which was the other thing that he was saying the entire night. It was, Teresa, you're an angel.
Yeah. You're like,
Teresa, you're St. Michael reimbursed.
St. Michael reimbursed.
Yeah, because he couldn't think of the right word. You mean reincarnate? He's like, no. Oh, Jared, we love you.
That was freaking
That was
awesome.
A great night.
Speaking of getting like super smashed, did you, I mentioned this to both of you guys, but there's a pretty you could put together a pretty reasonable pub crawl over in Camas.
Mm-hmm.
Like it would actually work out okay. Therese made a grimace, not a fan
I'm
of Camas.
I'm not entirely like convinced.
It would be less crowded.
My ex-boyfriend lived in Camas.
Lived? Do you know if he moved or not?
He did.
Okay,
so it's less weird, but...
Just bad memories?
Yeah.
Okay, but not bad memories of the bars, so...
No. Fair point.
I just really like Portland.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Portland's good. It's just like you have to find one place to park and then never move until you really... have to.
That
right.
felt like a Jerry Seinfeld moment. I don't know. We've been watching
what
Seinfeld.
Is the deal with parking in Portland? You gotta put coins in the machine. You gotta put so many coins in it, and then you get a ticket anyway. What's the matter with you? Is that what Jerry sounds like?
Yeah.
A little bit, I nail it? We just binged the first season, like, in a day.
Of Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Hey, nice thing to binge on.
Kramer hasn't perfected his...
his entrance yet.
His walk-in?
Yeah, he's kind of like...
he just kind of just randomly just shows up, walks in, talking about something, and then leaves.
Now, is the first season still really funny? Because I've never binge-watched
Seinfeld. First season's actually pretty funny.
Good. All right.
I think it gets funnier as, like, you get into, like, their little quirks.
Yeah. But... once the characters get established and you kind of know who... or once they get them established, you know, it really starts picking up on the zaniness.
Has Newman showed up yet?
No.
Okay. He probably doesn't show up till like, season two
I
or three.
I hate Newman. Ugh.
Is it just because he's in Jurassic Park,
yes.
or is it really
childhood memories burned into my memory?
Just how shitty of a person he was in that movie. Yeah. Oh man,
he just was underpaid and underappreciated.
Oh,
it's
my
true.
God.
No. See, that's true.
Yeah,
you look at his situation.
What he had to do. He was one guy doing all of their IT work.
Yeah,
for an entire amusement park and zoo combined.
Life of a CNA.
Basically, yeah. They had, like, what, four, like, their control room basically had seating for, like, what, six people?
At least, yeah. It was pretty spacious.
Yeah.
And he had to run the whole network for the facility that covered an entire island.
Yeah, which basically, and then Samuel Jackson was basically just, like, the maintenance guy.
Yeah. But
he basically
so
monitored
he didn't
all the
have
problems.
Much, like, responsibility?
He basically monitored all the problems, made logs of them, and... passed it along to other people to fix, I think, was basically his job.
Fuck.
Yeah, he was...
No, I'm just kidding.
I will get that button eventually. I want to tell the audience, I am getting an awesome swear button that I'm going to be putting in the middle of the table. People can push it, and it'll tell me when to mark the track. Wow, explain it some more, Renee. No, Newman was like... I don't know what his name was actually in the... in Jurassic Park, so I'm just going to call him Newman throughout the whole thing. But he was set up with very unrealistic expectations. For what he was doing for that entire facility, it was genius work.
Yeah.
And then once he leaves, the entire thing falls apart. That's why you never let one guy do all of the work for anything. Have some backup.
Well, and that's kind of the core thing with the Jurassic Park movies in general that they get across is that corporate greed ruins everything, first of all.
Yep.
Because they didn't want to pay the guy what he felt he was worth, and they only wanted to pay one guy to do all their IT work.
Well, what? Let me backtrack for a second. Are you sure that was the main message of the movie? Or was the main message, don't fucking resurrect dinosaurs, that's a terrible idea?
Because life finds a way.
Well, I would say that, and also basically, well, yeah, there's also the don't mess with nature thing, but the whole spared no expense thing is kind of the... biggest joke of the movie.
That too, yeah,
because he did spare a lot of expenses.
It's a 1-2 punch, resurrecting dinosaurs and cutting budgets.
Yeah,
all right. I
so if you are going to truly spare no expense, then okay, go and resurrect dinosaurs. I'm totally on board for that.
Yeah, they spared a few expenses.
Yeah.
IT security, what else?
A lot of
What did they have? They had that one dude that said clever girl like towards the middle of the movie. Like he was their security guy.
Yeah, he was their one advisor on what to do with the raptors.
One advisor.
They had one guy basically in charge of all the security things. That being said though, when the movie Jurassic Park took place, obviously most of the main staff had already left the island.
That's true.
Either on vacation or because the storm was coming.
Oh, yeah, the storm's coming. Ooh.
So they evacuated the island.
Nice plot device, Michael Crichton.
Is not smart.
I still need to read the book.
I thought you did.
No, I have the book. I haven't read it yet.
Oh, yeah.
I heard it's actually more like gruesome and violent than the movie.
Awesome.
But more awesome at the same time.
Okay.
Like, I think the guy that says clever girl at one point is like blowing up raptors with an RPG or something like that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need that.
Yeah.
Like, if they reboot Jurassic Park, I need it to be a little bit more faithful to the book, please. Yeah. Thank you.
And I think he lives through the entire movie. Or the entire book.
Really?
I think he lives through the book.
Oh, wow. Okay, so they definitely took some liberties with the movie then. Speaking of awesome movies, I discovered something unfortunate earlier this week. Kirstie's sister does not like Paul Verhoeven.
That is...
Who's that?
He is the man who created both RoboCop and Total Recall. So by disregarding Paul Verhoeven, you are immediately tossing those two classics in directly from the Criterion Collection into the nearest dumpster.
And that offends you greatly because you love those movies.
It very much offends me, yes.
So do you talk to her? Like,
did you have a sit down? You're like, come here, come sit down. We need to have a talk.
We were...
Are you guys on speaking terms?
We are on speaking terms, absolutely.
Oh my God, you are doing much better than other people I know.
In terms of stances on Paul Verhoeven?
What? Who are we talking about?
Tell you later.
Okay.
Off-air discussions, hooray. It was like, I could... Kirsty could tell that it was going to escalate into me having a big argument about why Paul Verhoeven is like the greatest gift to cinema, and she just like kind of shut it down.
She's like, Renee, sweetie.
She saw that one coming. She's like, yeah, let's cut you off.
Here's
right
her
there.
Phrase. Her bit is, you're up here. She holds her hand way above her head.
I need you
to be down here.
She's a good communicator. I like her.
That's good. She likes you too. And she's very upset that she couldn't be here tonight, I promise.
Sure.
Why don't you fucking text her?
I
would if I had her number, but no, just kidding. I wouldn't probably.
But like...
I don't know. Do you guys still want to make a Halloween plan?
Yeah, we can try and work something out. I don't know what we were going to do tomorrow.
After hours?
Yeah.
Are we at our... Wait.
Where are we at?
Oh, time-wise, we're like halfway through. It's okay. Fine. Stretch it out. Take that time.
Yeah. So tomorrow, were we still going to try and do Haunted House tomorrow?
I don't know. I don't really, like, I feel like I've changed. I used to be really gory and, like, I can't do scary things anymore.
Okay. We went to the corn maze today.
Which one?
The maze. M-A-I-Z-E.
M-A-I-Z-E.
On Savvy Island.
Ooh.
But I texted Kirsty and she said that she didn't really want to do like the, what's it called?
The
haunted,
the Fear PDX or whatever
Fright
it was.
Town
the
or
Fright
something.
Town, yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
Okay. I've been hearing about that.
I
we were
can't
talking about
really
going down to it.
Do it.
I don't know.
I get really scared and I don't know why because like I know it's fake, but I don't like it.
I don't know. I've never been too big on haunted houses. It's just...
They never frighten me. I like going with groups because I like seeing the people that do get really freaked out.
I just
want to
punch them and keep punching.
Yeah.
That's not healthy, I realize. So, maybe I just shouldn't
Yeah, that's
go.
Probably not the best thing to do in a haunted house, honestly.
I think for me, I'd rather get smashed and watch Hellraiser like I did last year.
That was entertaining, I'll be honest.
Mm-hmm. Hellraiser's awesome.
They re-added it.
To Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Netflix. They, them, whoever we're talking about
the
here.
The Illuminati runs Netflix.
Wouldn't
but, like,
surprise
we
me.
Could do a Camus pub crawl and a Portland pub crawl.
And, maybe.
Like start at, like, 3 in the afternoon.
I could be okay with that.
Oh, man. We get, here's the thing, though. We have to hand out candy at my house for a little bit to start out.
What time?
Because, and probably to like 7. It's not that bad.
Bruh, that's late.
That's
not that late.
That's late? That's
the bar
started
hopping
man.
At like 10, 11.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So.
I'll be there in my sailor costume, like.
Yeah.
What were you doing just then?
Handing out candy.
Oh, all right.
What'd you think she was doing?
I don't know. Casting a line? Whatever sailors do.
Casting spells. No, I heard this story like at the place where I work. Apparently there was a resident who thought she was a witch and she like cast a spell on one of my coworkers.
Ooh.
That was crazy.
What kind of spell? Is it still
like
active?
That her kids were like gonna have all these problems and shit.
Like polio?
Yeah. Like crazy
I think
shit.
There's a vaccine for that.
Yeah, that's good. That could help.
Oh,
that
don't get me started on my anti...
Yeah, no, I know. I think we're all in the same boat there. Do they still manufacture the polio vaccine?
I don't see why not. I mean, if they don't, I'm sure they could make it readily available.
That's
I
true.
Think that there is probably someone with polio out there, so
well,
I
yeah,
think
I know,
that we should get vaccinated against
I know
it.
Polio still exists in, like, Eastern Africa and that kind of thing, or Southern Africa.
Yeah, in places where they don't vaccinate.
Mm-hmm.
Polio vaccine.
But then, oh, but those places don't have kids with autism, so.
They also don't live past the age of, what, 7?
Yeah, and they also don't really speak English or have, you know, any sort of protection of any sort from STDs.
They probably have other problems like HIV, so like, who's going to check
your argument
for
is kind of invalid. Yeah.
This is cool.
I get really worked up about
we're just bashing anti-vaxxers right now. So
no, that's fine. I mean, that's what you should be doing.
Yeah,
I know a lot of them, and I'm like, are you fucking stupid?
They don't work with you, do they?
No.
I thought you had one that did.
Yeah, there's a couple that are like, whenever I get the flu vaccine, I get really sick. And I'm like, no, you smoke, bruh.
That being said, and it would be expected that you get a little sick after you get your flu vaccine.
It's true, but it's complicated. Most people aren't intelligent enough to really understand
it.
Yeah,
if you try and explain it to them, it just goes over their head.
I'm just like, I got the flu vaccine this year and I've been fine.
Yeah.
I'm also the fattest I've ever been, so that might have something to do with it.
Stop.
Are you implying that's like a barrier against viruses?
Well, it seemed like when I was like thinner, like I got sick more often, so.
I mean, that's true of vegans, so.
What, they get sick more often?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably because they don't get all the nutrients they need easily.
That definitely is part of it, but.
The iron and.
Yeah, because you can take iron supplements, yes, but that doesn't work as well as eating meat.
Yeah, you can only get so much from a celery pate. You need to, like, get a fucking steak already. Jesus.
I suddenly have a mild hankering for bacon right now.
Yeah, I just thought about steaks. Damn you, Renee.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
We might have some microwave
pizzas. Thinking, like, bacon, pepper bacon wrapped shrimp.
Stop.
Ooh.
Just get out.
Where do you get that?
You make it yourself.
Oh. I don't want to do that. I want to just
okay,
go get
actually,
it. When can we order that from Amazon Prime? When's the next, like...
Prime Now.
Fuck.
Is that coming to Woodland soon?
You have Prime Pantry. You have Prime, like...
Prime Now, where you can order local food.
We need to
have
like, Prime Restaurant. I think we need to make this a thing, guys.
Amazon needs to open their own restaurant, and they just fly
in. Hey, think how many food courts there are in Portland. That could help them for business, and it could also help Amazon by getting, you know, tons of different food cart food all over the place.
Just imagine 2 hours from now, we could have, like...
Pepper bacon wrapped shrimp.
And, like, mashed potatoes and garlic
I should
shrimp.
Go for that.
It'd be flown in by drone, and then...
I thought you were going to say Drake.
And I got that hotline steak. That can only mean one thing.
The hotline steak.
Oh,
I don't know how to make that rhyme with what. Okay, what rhymes with bling but is also food? I can't think of one.
Give me like 10 minutes.
Yeah, we'll think of it after we go on to a different topic.
Sure, definitely, and I'm sure we'll get lots of emails saying that. Wow, you can't think of rhymes. You fucking retards.
We'll get a cease and desist letter from Drake's attorneys, and. We'll basically respond, LOL, F off.
You can't make fun of Drake's song. It's defamation of his character.
It hurts his feelings.
It hurts Drake's feelings.
And then we just respond with like 18 YouTube videos of people doing the exact same thing.
Drake the kind of nigga that sues you for hurting his feelings. That was not as good as like the teddy bears one, but hey. No. You know, you win some, you lose some. Speaking of people suing people, did you hear that Yelp is suing South Park?
That wouldn't surprise me. I'm actually kind of surprised more people haven't sued South Park.
I know, but like, you know they're not going to win.
Seriously.
I know. I mean, it's really
the
awesome.
The sad thing is, though, South Park is more reliable predictions for and more reliable reporting than the news.
It's true. I mean, and it's not even just like the news, but social issues.
Yeah,
that are
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, you meant social issues. Okay.
Well, yeah, because that's what the news kind of reports on.
Does it really?
Well, it delivers their political spin on it.
Let's see. I'm trying to find. Ah, crap! I can't read what the. All right. It doesn't matter really what Yelp said. They were suing South Park. Excuse me, I'm burping. For $10 million. And the summation of their suit was pretty much, this episode was not funny. We take our company very seriously. A blah, 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 blah. You get the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's what Matt Stone and Trey Parker tossed back at him. We've taken a hard look at the information presented to us. And after reviewing it, We have given Yelp and their lawsuit only 1 star. Their lawyers delivered us legal documents in a very unprofessional manner, not bothering to smile or even a quick
They gave
handshake.
A Yelp review of their lawsuit.
Yeah. The writing on
that is actually brilliant. I can't think of a better way to respond to that other than making that the subject of another South Park episode.
These guys are my heroes. The writing on the envelope was
because they write like
legible.
The episodes, like they only write them like 1 week out at a time, right? Don't they?
That's
they write voice and basically do the cartoons for it in all in like a week, don't they?
That is right, but I don't know if they're still doing that.
That's how they used to do it, though.
Yeah, right? there was a point where actually really recently where they did miss their deadline.
Right.
And I don't know if it was because they couldn't make it or if they were making a statement about something else that was happening at the time. But something changed, and I keep hearing that the season that is happening right now is absolutely golden because it is taking amazing shots at Yelp, PC culture, all the things that I hate.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, you PC, bro. Yeah.
You PC, bro. Yo, I PC UMass, bro. It's goddamn awesome.
It's becoming a huge joke.
I haven't even seen the whole episode.
No, but that's the part that everybody remembers. Probably my favorite South Park bit that I've seen as far as clip online would be the part where Satan explains addictions.
How does that go?
Basically, you can Google. It's got the audio thing. Just playing the audio does it well enough. It's like they summon Satan and like basically they ask him a question. He just kind of like, well, basically, this is the human brain releases dopamine and
dopamine. All right, I think I found it.
You have summoned the Prince of Temptation. For what purpose?
Oh shit! I have addiction demons and I don't understand them.
Then allow me to explain the darkness of the human soul. So you've got dopamine, right? That's the chemical that gets released in your brain whenever you do something pleasurable, like eating, sex, and that's just nature, right? Like rabbits and fish and shit. They need dopamine so that they want to consume and reproduce.
Okay.
But because humans have progressed and now have access to all the shit they want whenever they want it, it's easy for them to overdo and have dopamine problems. You know, it's not fucking rocket science, this stuff.
So there's nothing spiritually wrong with me?
No. It's like, okay, it's like being diabetic. You know, it's like you can eat wrong and eat wrong and chemicals get released from your liver in a weird way. You know, you've been eating gluten and shit. And then eventually you've got a chemical imbalance from your liver. And something clicked and now you're diabetic forever, right? So like if you keep doing something too much, eventually there's a dopamine fuck up, right? And you're kind of screwed up for life.
So what does that mean? I can get addicted to everything so I can't enjoy anything?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it means.
The addict people said something about me filling a hole.
Well, who's not filling a f***ing hole, right? You know, I mean, what kind of bullshit is that? So, let's talk about genetics now. You still have time?
Yeah, no, this is great.
Okay, let me get some visual aids. Give me just a sec.
No, I mean, it's a really good explanation of addiction, though, at the same time.
I didn't pay attention to any of that.
Oh, that's fine.
It's just basically explaining the dopamine release relating to addiction. And chemical imbalances, that whole thing.
Basically, you find that one thing that makes you really happy.
And you keep doing it until your brains get screwed up.
Yeah. That's the internet.
For me, that's food.
That's food for you? That's internet for me. What's your vice, Drew?
I don't know.
Driving fast? It could be anything.
Yeah, I don't know. What?
His fiance. I don't know.
just go with it.
Yeah.
Shout out for me.
I wouldn't consider that necessarily a vice, though.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Oh, yeah, that
good.
Is the wrong word to attach to that. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Being a good. Drew, the type of person.
No, I don't know.
That'd be a good person.
I couldn't necessarily think of anything that's necessarily. Probably my biggest vice would probably be drinking, but.
But, like.
I don't really drink that much
really
either.
That makes me feel really bad.
What?
That makes me feel really bad.
Why?
Because I drink more than you.
Well, why would that make you feel bad?
Because if that's his vice and he doesn't even drink that much.
I do sometimes. I mean, but I drink in varying amounts depending on the day.
Yeah.
But I'm like, obviously not like
I mean, you do after work, after like a long
day,
pretty
much I usually have something to drink after work. That's pretty much a consistent routine.
Dude, that's just like, you're living the Mad Men life.
Actually, more
you don't
often,
get to drink at work, but afterwards you're done.
I come home, I pour myself a glass of scotch, and
That's the shit.
Chill out for an hour.
Right there, yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually more often than not actually relatively accurate.
Got that Don Draper lifestyle, man. Also watch Mad Men.
I have been wanting to for a while.
I finished it.
Yeah.
Pretty good. The ending's kind of lacking, but you will like the journey that the characters take.
And that's what it's
take.
About more than anything else.
Yeah, it's not Breaking Bad, but it's still from AMC, so you have an idea of what you could probably expect.
I have too many shows going at once right now.
What do you have going on right
Agents
now?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Walking Dead, yep. Seinfeld right now that we're watching.
Still
Twin
really
Peaks.
Good choice, by the way.
Twin
I wish
Peaks.
I had joined you.
Still. I'm still working through that.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot, what else was I working through? That's it off the top of my head, but that's still like way too many shows going at once.
I have Seinfeld and Frasier.
Frasier?
Yeah.
Because the entirety of it's on Netflix.
I was like 10 years old and into that show, so it's like reliving childhood memories.
Nice. Doesn't Frasier work at a radio station, or is he a veterinarian?
Yes, he does.
That's
He's
awesome.
A radio psychiatrist like in Seattle.
Like, it's kind of dumb, but I really like it. It has David Hyde Pierce in it.
I have heard that white people love Frasier, so
it's pretty entertaining.
I will
do.
Definitely.
It's pretty
on
entertaining,
board.
And like all 11 seasons or whatever the hell it is on Netflix.
It's witty too. Like
it is pretty clever. Christopher Lloyd was one of the chief writers.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's hilarious.
Does he ever make any guest appearances?
Not as far
as
I know, but it wouldn't surprise me.
I don't know. You'll have to.
I haven't watched
it.
That much. I mostly have just caught reruns on TV.
I'll tell you what I'm in the middle of right now. The Flash.
Is it any good?
It does the it goes through the exact same process that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Where
went
it's
through.
Really rough for the first half of the season, and then it finds its click and then just takes off.
That's it. That's exactly what it does, except it when it's trying to find its footing in terms of story.
And what it is.
It is so fucking corny because yeah. It's a CW show.
Yeah. Like, that's what initially turned me
the
off.
The dialogue and the situations that the characters are put into is just, it makes you cringe and like make you want to scream out, what the fuck are you doing? Just go like talk to her. Like, all right, Barry Allen, the main character
the Flash.
In this movie, like every scene that he has with, all right, you kind of know the basic backstory of The Flash.
More or less.
I imagine. All right, this isn't too spoilery because this is
the Flash history.
Yeah. In the beginning of the season, his mom gets killed by a really weird, like, a beam of, like, yellow and red lightning.
Mm-hmm.
She dies, and then his dad gets arrested for it. He didn't do anything wrong, but... her blood was on him, and that was enough for the police force at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so Barry, he gets adopted by one of the cops that arrested his dad, but he's a pretty good father figure to him. And, wait, where was I going with that?
I don't know.
Frick. Okay. It had something to do...
with the CW.
Where... Oh, right.
Awkward
and,
around people.
Okay, so the dad, the father figure that he got adopted by, he has a daughter, and he grows up with her from, like, he's, like, I don't know, in, like, fourth grade or something. And
yeah.
He is with her pretty much, like, until he's, like, a full-grown adult.
So his adopted sister, basically.
Yeah, but he is, like, head over heels for her, man. And it is painful to watch because she falls for the father figure's partner.
So it's a love triangle forming.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's so...
There's few things more obnoxious in TV than love triangles, in my opinion.
It really sucks, but when they stay away from that, and they're given the Arrow some guest spots,
mm-hmm.
and they've got a new villain every
Arrow.
Week, I plan on watching Arrow.
I know
eventually.
They just added season 3, so...
If nothing for Netflix. These Flash crossovers.
Yeah.
Which happen pretty often, actually.
Yeah.
He shows up in the pilot, and then a few episodes further down the road, I don't know what the hell happens in season 2. I'm barely 10 episodes into this.
Yeah.
But I like
Have you gotten to Mark Hamill yet? Because I know he shows up in the show.
What?
Yeah, Mark Hamill's in it.
Jesus.
did you almost spit out your drink?
Kind of. Let's,
yeah. I think, if I remember correctly, Mark Hamill becomes like one of the main villains.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah! Does he have any lightsaber representative weapons?
I don't know.
Fucking shit.
All right. I know is that Mark Hamill's in The Flash.
That's really cool. Oh my God.
Five years ago, I never knew I'd be sitting through this.
aren't you glad you're here?
You get to drink with us.
She's like,
yeah.
Let Mark Hamill the...
Forever drinking alone. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, I just realized maybe Googling him would cause some spoilers to happen. Oh, no, I just want to know the episode. He comes up in episode 17.
Oh, wow, that's actually further ways in than I thought.
Yeah, I'm like halfway in. But, oh, man, there's... okay. What really, like, the moment that sold the show for me was when a one-off villain showed up that was really awesome.
Yeah.
I forget what his, like, dumb superhero name was, but I know his MO was that he was mad at the government because he couldn't get furlough to visit his dying sister.
Okay.
And then she died. And he became obsessed with the concept of time. He has clocks in his eyeglasses. He's wearing no less than 3 wristwatches at any given time.
So he's Flava Flav becomes a supervillain.
How much Adderall is he on?
Probably
a lot. This dude is fucking
like
smart.
Paying attention to every second on every watch.
Oh, yeah. He is on top of that secondhand game, yo. Like... That's gangster to say, right?
Anyway, yeah.
Everything is reduced down to the second. He's like, I need a helicopter, a vegetarian meal, and a laptop with 8 gigabytes of RAM in exactly 3 minutes and 27 seconds on the roof of this building.
Autism at its finest.
Autism is a superpower. Who knew?
Are you gonna put that in your tags?
Actually, yeah, that's actually a good tag. Not gonna lie.
I'm gonna freaking do it if I remember. Don't let me forget.
We'll remember.
Autism at its finest. Autism at its finest.
Autism is a superpower.
Yes.
I'm an excellent driver. Was Rain Man autistic?
Yes. He's an autistic savant.
Okay, that's the technical term we can
correct
give him. All right. I thought he was just like just a normal savant, really. Like, what's the difference when you look at it?
I don't know if there necessarily is one off the top of my head.
It depends what era you're
from. Fair enough.
Okay, so this was like the 90s, so...
88.
Oh, 88? Crap. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But still, close enough.
That's... I don't know. They're wearing, like... They're starting to wear the 90s clothes.
Yeah, it's starting to show up, but not quite yet entirely.
Yeah, the exact...
That being said, doing the Rain Man-style road trip across America, taking the back roads in a convertible from the, you know, 50s, that's an awesome vacation. That's, like, one of my dream vacations.
That'd be cool, but you gotta get a convertible from the 50s.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, so...
Man, I'd either want just... like some sort of American car from the 50s that's a convertible, some sort of or some sort of super nice modern car.
Cadillacs were still American then, right?
Oh yeah, Cadillacs are all American.
Oh, they are now?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought they got outsourced for some reason, my bad.
No, GM's still based in Detroit, so.
Okay.
GM owns Chrysler.
GM owns everything.
It's GM, Ford, and Chrysler are the big 3. And Chrysler's partnered with Fiat, so.
Partnered as in, oh, so they don't own them. They're just like in cahoots.
Basically.
Like, hey, you
basically, they were in
cars,
trouble.
We'll
they were
yours.
In trouble during the financial crisis, and Fiat's like, hey, we'll help you if you become our one and only partner and basically promise to do everything we exactly what we say.
Oh, yay! And then it just goes skipping arm.
But that's
arm
how actually a lot of the Fiat company's cars have been getting imported into the States. The Fiats, basically the 500,
mm-hmm.
Alfa Romeos are back. Because of
Fiat. I haven't seen any Alfa Romeos driving around yet, but I've seen a
I
lot
haven't
of
either because of this area, and I don't really think that a lot of people in this area would buy an Alfa.
Are they? Well, I don't. I'm not sure.
I think the
what
cheapest
like.
Alfa that they're importing in the States is like $45,000.
Ooh, yeah, that might be a bit out of
basically.
Some people's
it's
price
it's
range.
Kind of like the entry level Porsche range.
Wow,
but it's nice. The 4C.
It looks so nice.
It is fancy.
Wow. I want the red one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want...
I don't know that it comes in any other colors.
Oh, there's a white one here.
Oh.
Yeah,
the 4C is really nice.
Wow.
No trunk, though.
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you can afford an Alfa Romeo automatically...
You can afford somebody else to bring your luggage with you.
Yeah, that's true. You can hire Amazon to prime ship your luggage across the country.
The one thing I haven't heard, though, with the new ones is, have they finally fixed the reliability problem that's plagued like every Alpha ever made?
Oh, is there? Is that a thing?
They're renowned for being horribly unreliable.
Aw, that sucks. They seem like such nice cars.
They're beautiful and wonderful when they work,
mm-hmm.
but they break a lot.
What breaks on them? Just everything?
Everything.
Aw, man.
Actually, I think Top Gear did a special where they all buy used Alfa Romeos and drive them across England.
Really?
Yeah, and all sorts of random stuff breaks on them.
They just started filming for their new motorist
show. I heard.
Yeah.
They haven't released a title or anything. I heard they did kind of a tongue-in-cheek parody with Clarkson and the Firestick ad.
They say, like, gearheads or something? Or
I don't know.
What did you hear?
No, I don't know. I hadn't heard anything as far as the title. But,
oh, okay.
As far as, like, they did a Firestick ad with Clarkson basically saying, for the last couple months I've been out of work, but it's all right because I've had this.
So we could just sit around and watch TV all day?
Pretty much.
I don't know. I think I still prefer Gary Busey doing those commercials.
I agree.
Like, I don't know. Like, there's just something about that personality. It just really, captures your attention. In terms of, like, what the product's supposed to be used for. I can't find the fucking Rick Astley song. Where the hell did it go? And now I gotta mark that swear word that I just said, and then I click the song, and then, oh boy, not as smooth of an exit as I was hoping for.
That's irrelevant.
But we got one. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGIFRadio. We're also TGIFRadio on Twitter. Email us things, because you're not, we want you to, at TGIFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at tgifradio.com. And if you're listening to us on KOUG, you didn't hear all the bad words that we said throughout this show.
Which there were a fucking lot.
There were a lot of bad words, so go to tgifradio.com. N-word. I'm not going to say it here.
tgifradio.com.
Yeah, just go there. Closing statements around the table.
Therese?
Have a safe Halloween, everyone.
Absolutely, yes. Party
or not. We're not your boss, but yeah, do that.
The nurse and me.
Yeah.
You know. Okay. Your conscious nags, but your true intentions might overtake. That's fine. Just do as I say, but not as I do. All
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
We'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.